T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the most dynamic athletes in all of sports is injured on this 4th-and-1 carry, and it was the right knee.
What's the point?
Football's stupid.
It's awful.
Not too many people get hurt on a sneak, and so it's a freak thing.
Dale Arnold.
Well, we win the game, right? Tonight, if we get secondary scoring from anybody.
Is anybody worried?
Rich Keefe.
Well, you think he's a sicko? Is that what you're saying?
I would do the same thing. I had a snake. It was different.
You had a pet snake.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
It's the drip. It's lit.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI, Andy Hart is in the house with us. So within a 24-hour period, Patrick Mahomes and Zion Williamson both got hurt with significant injuries. Both are expected to miss at least several weeks of play for their respective teams. Not a good 24-hour period in professional sports.
No, not good for sports. Not good for the sports fans of the world. Too bad.
Get back to the calls in one quick moment. I just want to ask you guys about a possible food foul. I'm looking at a report on a TV station in Baltimore.
Okay.
Channel 11 in Baltimore. They have pictures, so it is real. It is a real thing.
All right.
And the headline is, would you try...
Yes. Let me stop you right there. Yes, I would.
You might want to consider again.
All right.
Would you try candy corn pizza?
Yes. Definitely.
I'd try it. I don't like candy corn. I think like most people, I don't like candy corn. But it is pizza after
right.
all, Dale.
Definitely.
So I would try
it's
it.
It's two good things. Yeah. Like, I happen to like both.
It. You would. I knew it. I could tell when you walked in that you like candy corn.
I actually,
there are people who like candy corn, and then there are normal people.
I prefer the little pumpkins that are like in the same bag.
Oh, they're too fat. No, they're too fat.
Oh, I love those.
It's like eating a candle.
Could eat those.
Yes. Isn't that nice?
A flavored candle.
Yeah. No, but a really good flavored candle.
A pumpkin-scented candle.
I could eat those till I puked.
And you would.
I have.
After about 3 or 4.
I have.
So I'm looking at the picture of candy corn pizza.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
So is the candy corn cooked into it?
Melted all over the top.
Melted?
Oh, you know, that sounds so good.
That actually might be better.
It's like on the top, you know, where you'd put your pineapple in your ham if you were a heathen.
Yeah.
You put the candy corn instead.
I like that. Are you going to bring some of these in? Are they coming in? Are they in the hallway? Are you going to tell us about?
Which place is this? Because when I Googled it, there's a million options, and one of them, the sauce is peanut butter.
Well, now this isn't even pizza anymore.
Now it's
this
like a dessert.
What are we doing? That,
I would rather eat Legos than do this.
Oh.
Well,
The TV report I'm looking at in Baltimore does not have peanut butter on it. It's just they scatter
so it's a regular
the,
cheese pizza.
Yes, it's a pizza and with candy corn all over the top.
Well,
and you
season.
Bake that baby.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I see that now.
I'd give it a go. I don't think I would like it.
Why?
I don't like candy corn.
Don't
I'm telling you,
well,
like
there's your
corn.
Problem.
It's not a problem. I feel like that's most of
you don't
the people
like
in the world.
Sweet, sugary yumminess?
I guess if you put it that way, no, I don't.
Now,
I really don't.
There's
the question
is
whether this is sweet, sugary yumminess.
Well, you have sweet, sugary yumminess, and then you have the traditional cheese and sauce.
Right.
How they mix, does this fall under that whole sweet and savory and, you know, the combination of flavors, contradiction of flavors that it works? I would try it. I may try it on my own.
You're going to try this on your own?
I can get a cheese pizza and then... Although it won't melt, right?
What's worse, pineapple on your pizza or candy corn?
Pineapple.
Candy corn's worse.
Pineapple.
I don't mind a Hawaiian pizza.
No.
Not my first choice, but I don't mind that at all.
Yuck.
Was it pineapple on there?
I thought it was a good lunchtime topic just because I happened to run into this story today.
Yep, absolutely.
And the overall premise of the piece was 5 ways to use candy corn. And one that they've got is you cook it on top of your pizza.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that. Like sprinkle it on some ice cream maybe or something.
Place directly in toilet.
What is this hate for candy corn?
Yeah, I don't really get it.
And you guys act like it's the cool thing to dislike candy corn. It's everywhere, so
no, but
somebody
most
likes it.
People don't like candy corn.
I think that's a lie.
It's, like it's the worst.
It's
that's
like
a
similar,
lie.
It's like, similar. It's like a trash.
This is like groupthink gone bad right here.
No, it's not.
It is.
Trash candy, if it was so good, it wouldn't be out once a year.
Wait,
he's
but
got
it's
a point.
Halloween.
Yeah, but you,
yeah,
could,
Halloween,
you could
but,
it,
but you can have candy corn year round if it's so
and
good.
Any colors
and they've
you want.
Started to. There's like the Thanksgiving version where they change the color a little. It's more brown than orange. So they give you that option. Now there's the caramel candy corn. There's different flavors. Did you see M&M's has come out with white candy corn M&M's? No, but I will if I see it immediately. If I see it at a convenience store, I will definitely try it.
You would, huh?
Yeah, I would. But the pumpkins are still better. And the best time to get those the day after Thanksgiving, because then they're like 50, 60% off.
Don't have to pay for them.
A little cheap.
So you would call it a food foul. I would call it a food foul.
But I would try it, though. I would. No, I would. You shouldn't. I don't like the idea necessarily, but it's
exactly.
Not
you're
like,
going in with a closed mind.
Right. I thought you were going to say something like, you know.
Vulgar. Like,
yeah, like an animal that you wouldn't consider eating. And
like roadkill or something.
Yeah.
No.
This isn't that bad. At worst, it's awkward. But it's not like.
I've heard vomit.
Well, based
on the photograph, and I guess this is self-evident, the candy corn just melts.
Yeah, so
it's yellow and orange.
There's a weird sweetness to your pizza. Would you rather have Rocky Mountain oysters or candy corn pizza?
Oh, candy corn pizza.
Okay, thank you.
If those are my two choices.
It could be. Last meal, that's all that's left. Post-apocalyptic. You know, whatever. So there's candy corn pizza and there's Rocky Mountain oysters.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
And candy corn.
Yeah, so I think he would suggest don't put that on there.
So what makes it special? Like, isn't bacon the only thing that tastes like bacon?
Yeah, pretty much.
So like,
bacon special.
That's an argument for almost every kind of food.
Listen, he got kind of lost in there.
Fish is the only thing that tastes like fish.
Yeah, well,
bad example.
He wasn't cooking.
Yeah, yeah, I'm putting fish on my pizza either. So.
Oh, I would.
Yeah, why not?
Do you get anchovies on your salad?
No, not
anchovies. Yeah, anchovies.
Yeah, no.
Love a good.
Don't love anchovies.
That's how you know a place is pretty good.
I'm
if they
from
have anchovies.
Maine, I like fish. Don't like anchovies.
Why? It's just salty yumminess.
I actually don't mind.
Is there anything Hart doesn't eat?
No.
I hate tomatoes.
Doesn't like tomatoes.
But I do like pizza. Like tomatoes when they're
tomato
processed.
Tomato sauce, ketchup.
Yeah, as long as you process.
I understand.
I just don't want it natural.
Man would put candy corn on his pizza, but won't eat tomatoes.
Tomatoes
got a code.
Candy corn tastes good. Tomatoes
Everybody's
don't.
Got a code.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
Tastes good, Andy eat. Tastes bad, Andy won't.
It's a simple rule.
Yeah, and apparently there's only one thing on the planet that Andy won't eat.
No, there's probably more than, beets.
Yeah, you don't like beets.
I'm a huge
really
beet fan.
Are you
beet.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wait, is this a you like them?
Oh, no,
you know
I love
health?
Beets.
Like, you honestly like them. This
yes.
isn't Awaken 180, I got
to
eat healthy.
No, I love beets.
You can't love beets. They taste like dirt.
There's you didn't
pure
clean,
dirt.
You didn't clean your beets. You might he just pulled them out of the ground.
Washing.
Yeah, you got to clean them and cook them.
They have to be one of the worst things ever. Like,
no.
You honestly eat beets? If
yeah,
they
beets
ruin
aren't.
Foods, and
right.
they're so red that if it like bleeds over into your other stuff, if
good.
It's on the plate, it ruins the rest of the plate.
No, that's true.
You would like beets.
I love beets.
Maine boy.
And you would apparently eat candy corn on your pizza.
Exactly.
I stand by that.
Violating a food foul.
Do they grow beets in Maine?
They grow beets everywhere.
Beet wherever
all you
got
need
dirt.
Is dirt.
Yeah, you got dirt.
Thank you. That's why
water.
They taste like dirt.
Well, carrots are grown in dirt, too. You like
potatoes
them.
Don't taste like dirt. Potatoes are yummy.
Because they wash them.
They wash the beets, too, but
they have a skin.
For whatever reason, the beets maintain
beets.
The dirt.
Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica.
Beets suck.
Beets.
Okay.
No.
I'm done.
All right, I was just that.
I mean,
curious.
There's other things I don't like, I'm sure. Liver.
Oh, I hate
you ever
liver.
Liver?
Yeah. Oh, I hate liver.
Disgusting. Pickled pig's feet. Gross.
Never had that.
No,
yeah.
Gross.
Eel.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
not
it looks
that.
Gross
it's
too.
The snake of the sea. I'm not
yeah.
eating that.
And it's really they just like fry it in a pan and slice it, so
nah.
It's like a half-open sausage or something.
Don't want that.
Yeah,
that's
no. There's a lot of things I don't eat, Dale. You were a bit judgmental there.
Right, well.
Apparently, there's a couple of things that are really disgusting, but
candy corn, not one of them.
All right.
Now, is this something you could go to just like any place and be like, "Can I get the candy corn pizza?"
No, I mean maybe build your own. You ever made your own pizza pie at home? You get the old dough and do that. You
can, it's not as good.
Well,
this doesn't say where they got the
Danielle's
candy
going
corn.
To Baltimore. You said Baltimore, right?
Yes.
Danielle said she's going to Baltimore. Maybe she'll bring me back a slice.
What's she going to Baltimore for?
I don't know. Why'd you make that face?
I don't know.
It's not
that tone.
Seeking out the candy corn pizza.
Oh,
yeah.
Baltimore's a nice place.
Is
Inner
it?
Harbor area? Now, you can't
know.
Venture from the Inner Harbor.
It's
gets
pretty
bad
dangerous,
fat.
Isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
You cross a street and then, like, wrong side of the tracks immediately.
Yeah. It's like the Wire is from Baltimore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is real life, though. That's fake life.
Well, actually, based on real life.
Well, this is real life. Oh. Maybe she'll bring me a pizza, though.
Probably not.
Probably not. No. Not that close.
No. Met her once.
Hardly know
her.
Had a crossover this morning. I thought we connected.
Yeah.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Stefan is on the truck phone. Hey, Stefan.
Gilmore? Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Awesome. So I know this is kind of a long shot, but here's a theory or a thought. Obviously, Kansas City with a healthy Mahomes is kind of the one team that has a shot at keeping the Patriots out of the Super Bowl. Do you think bringing Antonio Brown back would maybe make Kansas City think twice about rushing Mahomes back from the injury?
Oh, I got you. So, like, if the gap wasn't as close, maybe they would just say, you know what, let's just sit this guy out.
Couldn't they go the other way and rush him back? Because they said, we got to keep pace with the Patriots.
No, I would think...
You think they'll give up if you bring back Antonio Brown?
Well, that's what he's asking.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I think it would go the other way. I think they're more likely to try to rush him back to make sure you don't lose more ground.
I think they think that having home field advantage like they did last year is unlikely at this point.
Yes.
I think they have to. I mean, they have two losses with Mahomes.
At home,
right. And they're undefeated on the road, which is crazy, but that's what they are. So, but they're still a playoff team, and so they are going to try to bring Mahomes back, in my mind. Whereas if they were a clear-cut non-playoff team, they'd probably say, all right, come back next year 100% and ready to go.
Right.
They're still going to try to get something out of this year. And
as they should.
Whether or not the Patriots have Antonio Brown or not.
As they should. Now, again, it's a doctor thing. If the doctor comes in and says, listen, you put him out there and he might never walk again if he takes one more hit.
Yeah, they would.
Well,
never
then
do
you
that.
Don't play.
Right.
But if the doctor says he's probably going to need surgery at some point, but he can play with it, we'll put a brace on it, whatever.
Either way, he's going to be, you would think, less effective.
Guys, I would.
Yeah.
I would think he'll be less, especially, I don't know how long the ankle, maybe this gives the ankle time to recover because he's not going to be on it if he misses 3 weeks. But if you go out there with a bad right knee and a bad left ankle, right?
Yeah, it's definitely the right knee.
Now,
I think
two
it's
bum
lot...
legs is for
tough.
Him, a mobile
probably not a good recipe.
No, and that's what you get back to the old RG3. Yeah. You're putting a guy out there, and he can't play like himself. You're putting him in danger, basically putting a target on his back and saying, you can't play like you want to play, but good luck out there, son.
Because you would think, as good as this Patriots defense is, one thing that maybe could make them look more human would be a 100% Patrick Mahomes on the other side with 100% Tyreek Hill, 100% Travis Kelce,
right.
The other guys that they have going there. Then, all right, well, now maybe the Patriots offense is going to be forced to score more points. They're going to have to be more responsible for a win. But now, whether you play them in the Week 14 game or you happen to see them again in the playoffs, you're going to have a Mahomes that's not at 100%. Then, I mean, that's just – give the chances of the Chiefs beating the Patriots now are much more slim.
But what if it's in New England? That helps the Chiefs because they're bad at home now.
That's true. They want to play on the road.
It's like the Patriots made no sense last year. They
sucked
on the road.
Put them out there against this Patriots defense. I'm sure it'll go well.
Well,
if
you know,
not
big plays have been the one issue with this Patriots defense.
Right.
Tackling in big plays.
Tyreek Hill, I could see. Scoring a touchdown,
Hill.
Getting a beer tossed on him. And,
yeah.
You know, deja vu.
Deja vu.
Mm-hmm. Mike's in Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
That crazy KC fan that wants to get rid of Mahomes, I wish he was the GM. Because I would trade Michael Bennett to show up their defense. We get Mahomes. He sits for a year. Now he's Brady's, he plays for Brady when Brady retires.
He could be the next guy.
Does he sit?
I don't know. How's the knee?
Yes, I would love to trade Michael Bennett for
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I bet.
Sign me up.
I bet the Chiefs are all in on this.
Yeah, because,
gotta ask.
Bill Simmons always does in the NBA like his trade power rankings. So it's not necessarily who's the best player in the league, but who would have the most trade value, right? So you have to sort of take into account contracts and age and everything else. And so if you did it in the NFL, we were sort of talking about this earlier, wouldn't Patrick Mahomes be the number one player?
I would say so, yes.
Like the player that is worth the most in the whole NFL in a trade would be Patrick Mahomes.
The only negative for him, well now, injury,
now is the
but is a contract. Like he doesn't have a contract, so where does that go? What does he ask for? Does he want to be the first $200 million man?
But even if he's the highest paid guy, he's actually somebody, unlike so many other quarterbacks that at one point were the highest paid guy, he seems to be worth it.
I'm just saying if he pushed the envelope
I got you.
Listen, I know they're all making 25% of the cap.
Yeah,
I want 40% of the cap. I am the damn team.
Right. Okay.
And the problem is, even before, this was a fluke last night. Okay, we understand that.
Yes.
It was weird, fluky thing. But I always thought his style of play was probably going to get him hurt at some point or another anyway.
Well, we always talk about that with all the mobile guys.
Right.
You know, early in your career, okay, now
and
you
generally
learn.
Generally speaking, they all get hurt.
But the best at it is Russell Wilson.
Right.
He runs that
he's
fine
awesome.
Line where he slides. There's guys
great
there.
Slide.
I'm going down. And he does that little thing where he'll be like pressured from the right. He tucks the ball, tucks his shoulders, runs to the left a little bit,
then
stands up and throws.
He's unbelievable.
He has a knack for, we talk about Brady's thing where I know how to fall and protect myself. for a mobile guy, Russell Wilson has that ability to protect himself.
But Mahomes also isn't like Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson where I got to get 80 yards rushing today.
Right, no.
Mahomes threw 50 touchdowns last year. So, I mean, he can definitely...
And he's surrounded by stud talent.
Yeah, so he doesn't need to be quite as mobile, and I think he could still be effective. He's got the accuracy. He's got the arm strength. Like, he has all of that stuff.
But it'd be less fun.
Yeah, he's
like,
so
you don't
fun
want
to watch.
See him.
No,
become...
I don't want to see him just drop back, stay in the pocket, and just throw
fun.
The ball away. And I don't want to see that. I want to see him run around making plays.
Right.
I also would probably disagree a little bit about issues with the Patriots' defense. They've had one ugly tackling play that ended up being a long play, and they had the one pass play where somebody went for an interception and missed.
Right.
For the most part, this defense doesn't give up anything.
Well, I know, but that was my point. The only thing they gave up was two
big
plays.
Yeah.
And they had the long run by Frank Gore where tackling was a little bit of an issue.
Right.
If you do that to somebody not named Frank Gore, not somebody who's not 70 years old, that might have been a bigger play.
They still may not get a real challenge. We've been talking about this all season.
Cross off another real challenge.
I mean, it's
Matt
insane.
Moore.
Well, think about it. I mean, it might be Matt Moore. Could be Mahomes by then. Dallas and Philly
And if it is Mahomes, it won't be Mahomes.
It'll
be some semblance.
Yeah, right. I know what you mean.
What if you are the Chiefs and you trade Patrick Mahomes to Dallas
right.
for Dak Prescott and, like, three first-round picks? So you get a
and
quarterback
Cowboy
back.
Stadium. I would throw Cowboy Stadium in.
But you get a quarterback back. You have weapons.
All right, stop. They're not trading them.
This is what we do on talk radio.
No, that's what the callers
That guy wanted to trade Michael Bennett for Patrick Mahomes.
Well,
at least finds a quarterback for a quarterback.
He was having fun with the Kansas City callers.
Now, he presumed that Brady would stay the starter if I traded
I don't know about that.
Hey, Tom.
I don't know about that.
You're the starting quarterback. Take a step forward. Tom.
Tom.
We said Tom. Starter.
If you're Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, are you out there right now trying to think outside the box, depending on the situation with Mahomes?
I think you got to wait.
Or are you thinking, do we bring Eli Manning in to finish out the year? Do we go see if Marcus Mariota's available?
I think Matt Moore's better than both of those guys.
Mike Vick.
Well, that's a little far out
he
there.
He said outside the box.
No, he did. Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of other quarterbacks that Andy Reid had any, that he coached at all that might be somewhere or at least
Donovan
available.
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, maybe Donovan McNabb.
I mean, if we're just going back through history and guys that he's...
Jeff Garcia. Did he have
sure.
him for a minute? No, I mean,
Nick Foles.
I think Matt Moore's your guy. I mean, that's why you have a veteran backup, right? In case something happens.
Yeah, I've never understood this theory where we plan from March through October. We have a veteran backup. Bill will tell you one play away.
Right.
And then that play comes and you're like, oh boy, we got to bring somebody in. Well, why was this guy your backup in the first place if you have zero confidence in him?
Let me ask you this. Not that you would do it, but let's say Mahomes is done for the year. Because that's the only time I think you would get real slappy with like a trade. Are the Panthers going to keep Cam Newton?
There's already talk of that Kyle Allen's better.
Kyle Allen's 4-0. I mean, small sample.
Away from records. Let's talk about, reality.
Who's better right now, Kyle Allen or Cam Newton?
The question is, what is Cam Newton?
I don't know.
He's
maybe
a shell
if you're
Kansas
City, you probably wouldn't even want a deal for him.
No.
And that's the same thing with Eli Manning. He's probably available, but I wouldn't want him. I'd rather take my chances with Matt Moore.
No.
He's been with the team the whole
and
time.
And Eli Manning had his chance with good talent around him and still stunk. So
right.
It's not like you say, well, Eli, if you put him with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, he'll be
Barkley
good.
Barkley and Beckham.
Right. So, no, I wouldn't do that. Is there another guy? What if it's New Orleans? What if Breeze comes back healthy? Would you trade for a guy like Teddy Bridgewater?
See, I don't think New Orleans would trade Teddy
Bridgewater.
They probably
would. Because of the age of Breeze,
right.
You've got a quarterback you can win with if something happens to Breeze.
So, if I believe in Matt Moore as my backup, and I did a week ago, shouldn't I believe in him now? I don't understand that whole mentality change.
You sort of believe, but, the harsh reality comes and bites you in the backside. And as Rich said, now they're telling you, no, he's done for the year.
No, coach better. If the freaking Steelers can win with Devlin Hodges,
then all the
you need to do it with Matt
right
Moore.
I mean, there are backups all over the place. That's Devlin Hodges. He's a
duck caller. If we have to explain it to you, it loses some of his
competitions. I thought it was like we lost power again. We're off the air.
Well, I wouldn't rule that out either.
JP's on the cell phone. Hey, JP.
Dale, Andy,
yes.
Kiefer. Hey, quick Kiefspiracy before I go to my NHL question.
Sure.
Hey, how about Brady to Kansas City to follow in Montana's footsteps? The Crafts buy the mansion, and Mahomes comes and lives in it. That'd be kind of interesting.
That would be.
Damn.
Sounds like a salary cap violation.
Yeah, totally. It's an added perk.
Dale.
Yes, sir.
Bruins, first line can score. second, third, fourth, and whatever other line you throw out there cannot score. I'm watching. I'm worried already. I know it's early, but it feels like Chicago, when Taze and Kane were together, that's your impact. But what about the rest of the scoring? Are we worried?
I think your concerns are very valid. The Bruins are 5-1-1, and it's been fun to watch and all that stuff. But they're 5-1-1 because of three things. The top line, power play, which is tied to the top line, and goaltending. They're getting no secondary scoring. As Bruce Cassidy said after the game last night, if we got scoring from anybody else, we win the game.
He had good tone there, too. I enjoyed the tone.
Oh, he tells you stuff.
He does.
I like him a lot. He's very forthright. No, I think it is perfectly valid to be concerned. Despite the record, they've got to find a way to get goals from somebody not named Pastrnak, Bergeron, or Marchand.
But isn't that the line that was in the crosshairs of criticism for why they lost the cup?
Yeah.
Because, so it's good that they're scoring.
No, but we know that they can score in the regular season. We know over the whole time, it's the playoffs. Because even 2 years ago, they didn't make it that far. But because if you do shut down that line, that means that you are taking your best defensive forwards and your best D pairing, and you're putting all the attention on them. So at least you're taking that away from the other team, and now your other three lines are doing nothing, which they weren't doing anything anyway, and thus Tuukka's got to pitch a shutout, basically, for you to win. So, yeah, that's a big problem. And when we talked to Charlie McAvoy before the season started, one of the things he said, that they're sort of looking for the defensemen to score a little bit more. And part of that is, I think they knew lines 2, 3, and 4 probably aren't going to be, you know, up for it. So, yeah, it just seems, I already said deja vu earlier, but that's what it seems like. You know, this team, you know that top line is as good as anything.
I sort of predicted he was going to say deja vu.
The rich Keith word of the day.
It's like an inception now.
Deja vu.
It could be.
Yeah.
Kiefer Madness, by the way, our week in review is coming up in just minutes. But at first, before all of that, we have to trend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now? Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
I mean, she drank almost the whole entire bottle of Fireball.
Send me naked pictures of you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams. I'm CEO and founder of Cosplayer Nation.
All right, here we go. It's a Friday.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that if you drink an entire bottle of Fireball, you're more likely to send naked pictures.
There's a great chance. Yeah. One
can confirm
the other. Yeah. Thank you, John.
Logical. No,
thank
Ted,
John.
Please, come
wait,
on.
He's weighing in. What? You want to be honest?
He said can confirm.
Yeah, he's confirming.
That just kind of made me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
So this is the part of the week where we look back on
4 days.
What has happened.
Not
sometimes
the full week.
Five days.
Back on 4 days.
Andy Hart gets sad about it, but this is what it's going to be, all right, during football season, so you're going to have to deal with it. Now, one of the big topics, I think, over the last several weeks is, do the Patriots defense, or do they have a nickname? We know the linebackers are the boogeymen.
Yes.
Really? But does the team have a nickname?
No.
They don't yet.
Because some players have seemingly bristled at the boogeyman.
Some of them don't like it. Devin McCourty doesn't like it.
Right.
The linebackers love it.
Belichick was really fired up when he was asked by OMF.
Belichick
didn't go well.
Belichick wasn't having it.
No,
so here's the good news. We spent some time on NFL Sunday kicking it around. Here are some of the calls that we got.
I got Degeneration Pass.
The 60-minute men. And
for me, but okay.
And the Happy Enders.
Yes, nickname for the team, Legion of Belichick.
D-minus.
Nixon Weymouth, Nick.
DOD, Department of Defense.
How about DOC, Department of Corrections? They're always correcting the mistakes of the offense.
That's a subhead.
Stephen Winthrop, you have a good one?
Well, hey, guys, how are you doing today? Well, hopefully, how about the Highway to Hell?
Hey, how you guys doing? I got two of them for you.
All right.
You can keep it simple and go with the Sack Attack, or you can kind of bite off the Marvel stuff again and go Suicide Squad.
That's DC, not Marvel.
Yeah. Hey, two things. First of all, Wiggy's a knucklehead. Second thing is, I got a name. Mass Mayhem.
The Defense Royale.
Most impressive New England's nuclear disaster. Foxborough's flying attack. New England's no-fly zone.
What about the Blue Crew?
The Blue Crew.
Because it makes all the offenses blue.
The Beantown Beasts or Boston Beasts.
Beantown Beasts.
Let's go to Randy in Connecticut. Randy's up next. Randy?
What about the Route 1 Nightmare?
Mark, what do you got?
Nicknames is freezing
hey,
the line.
I got a nickname for you.
Yeah, what is it?
Boom Shakalaka!
I have two. Patriot Strong and...
The second one?
And the Blue Wave.
That's a W!
Goal Line Militia. How about that? The Goal Line Militia.
D-minus.
No, it's...
The Takeaway Tribe. Team Set Match. D-Heads.
What?
D-Heads?
Excuse me.
How about this one?
Yeah. Right.
The Sliver Men.
Boom Shakalaka!
The Sliver Men.
I don't know where she came up with Sliver Men, but it might be my favorite one of the group.
So you didn't get any good ideas, so you just
no,
played all
No, apparently
those.
We just
so
we got played a lot all of the ideas. Bad ones.
No, got... I didn't say you didn't get ideas. I said you didn't get any good ideas.
Yeah, it's hard. It's you know, not everybody can do it. That's why they don't have a nickname right now.
Well, yeah, it is hard. And you know? I think sometimes you try too hard and just go, yeah.
That's what it is. It's going to be a natural thing.
Right.
That's what you got
to
do.
And just, this is a clue. You know, I used to have to write newspaper headlines and funny words.
Yeah,
when you have to explain it with like multiple subheads.
Yeah, I don't like that one. It's too
move
long.
Move on. Didn't work.
Like, again, Legion of Boom, Steel Curtain, New York
right.
Sack Exchange.
Purple People Eaters.
Even Monsters of the Midway.
Sure.
Just, like, that's pretty good, right?
And they also play in
none
Foxborough,
of
not
None
Boston,
of those that I
no.
just heard are any of those.
No, no, I don't like when you use the term defense in it or the term
no.
Patriots in it.
No.
They're already called the Patriots.
Well, so you didn't like, because in the early 2000s,
yeah.
they had the Homeland Defense. And they had T-shirts and everything, so you don't like that. If it says defense, it can't be in it?
No, I mean, I guess it can be, but I think the best ones don't. So I don't love that
well,
one.
Well, you can't
though.
Go with D, though, because in this day and age,
I know
D
that's
means
what, that's what Wiggy
stuff.
And I tried to say, but Fourier didn't see it that way. But anyway.
There's a shock.
We learned something about our friend Steve DiAsi yesterday, who joined us on Thursdays.
Well,
you think he's
thing.
A sicko?
I did the
is
same
that
thing.
What you're saying?
I would do the same thing. I had a snake. It was different.
You had a pet snake?
No, Steve? No. It wasn't a pet. Like, it was a snake that I had in our down by the field in the...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I would throw it a dead rat every once in a while.
Yeah, hold on.
What?
Back up for
so
a minute here.
It's what you do for entertainment living in the inner city.
So there was a snake.
There was a snake down by
lived
the...
near
it was
you.
An old beat-up
so
factory.
So it wasn't your snake. He was an individual
no.
snake.
No,
it was a free
it was
snake.
It was a free agent snake.
Yeah, it was just a free snake.
Yeah.
And he was always... That's where he lived.
You knew that he was there. You could throw a dead... If you found... Once in a while, you find...
A lot of it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Once in a while, you'd find a dead rat somewhere on...
You would kill a rat. Go ahead and just say what happened, Steve. You would find a dead rat. You would kill a rat. You would hunt rats.
Right?
Yo, Steve raised rats, would kill these rats.
They didn't raise them.
And then would go down.
My sister did.
So he had a
so
snake.
So he killed his sister's rats and fed them to the snake.
Like he had like a neighbor snake.
Like I think pet snakes are weird, but having a non-pet snake just randomly.
Perhaps
in
even
some,
weirder.
Well, the beauty of it
perhaps
is, it's, you know, you don't have to keep it around the house. You get the companionship of the snake when you go visit,
and
no, then you leave.
What kind of snake was it?
I don't know.
Because I see snakes in my yard, but they're those little ones
oh,
that I don't
big
think,
enough to eat rats.
That's my point.
Yeah.
The ones I see couldn't eat a rat.
No, I don't think so.
So he found like a
huge
anaconda
snake.
Or something
it was
in a field?
It was like a pet snake that just happened
got
to
away?
Escape. Now he lives outdoors now.
And he felt
Steve,
bad for it?
There's more to that story I don't think
yeah,
Steve was sharing with us.
Not
yeah,
right
there's
there.
Something there. We taught, or I taught Wiggy something on Monday of this week. Maybe not everybody was aware of this, but Wiggy definitely learned something this week.
Hey, Wiggy, would you rather have cucumbers for fingers or carrots for toes? Whoa!
Probably the cucumber thing, right?
Are they the small carrots? I mean, what are those? Miniature carrots?
Baby carrots.
Baby
yeah,
carrots.
Baby carrots. I mean, I could have baby carrots for toes.
Yeah,
you'd
be all right.
There's no baby cucumbers.
No.
So there's only big cucumbers. Imagine walking right. around with cucumbers for fingers.
Nah,
yeah,
it's low hanging fruit.
You'd get not done.
Out.
You wouldn't be able to work your cell phone.
Could you pickle them?
Could you pickle them?
Yeah.
What do you mean, cut them off?
No. Pickles are cucumbers.
Oh, are they?
You didn't know that.
I didn't
what?
Know that. So the pickle is in the cucumber family.
I just taught Wiggy.
I did not
no, they're not the family. They are that. That's what they are.
Wow.
So every pickle you've ever had was at one point in its life a cucumber.
Oh, okay. So a cucumber goes, so it's almost, it's the.
Like a metamorphosis.
So it's basically the butterfly and the.
Caterpillar
and
the butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way, but you have to do it because cucumbers wouldn't turn into a pickle on their own. You need
the
act of pickling. I had to then explain what pickling is.
I mean, we could have really blown his mind, brought up the whole pickled cauliflower, pickled onions,
okay,
pickled
so cucumbers.
Beets.
Act or not an act?
No, he was shocked. He was shocked when he found out that pickles were cucumbers.
Because even his original logic was wrong, because there are small cucumbers, like those little gherkin pickles, would make fine fingers.
Yeah, the miniature gherkins. Fine, they would make them.
Well, what was the other one recently with Wiggy that he seemed shocked when we informed him? There was another one.
Oh,
recently.
That Area 21 was canceled.
Yeah,
that's all it was. He was shocked by that. Do you guys want to hear?
He
Mark
didn't know that pickles were cucumbers.
That's like, correct. And that was definitely not an act.
That's amazing to me.
Because
when you go to the store, like those big ones in the jar look just like a cucumber that's in water, in liquid.
Right.
Like there's no, it's not shot, it didn't transform that much.
Nope.
Still looks like a cucumber.
Couldn't have. You guys want to hear Mark in Houston's Tom Brady song?
Yes.
Listen up. We know the score. We have a super quarterback with one mighty roar. Call me old, call me slow. You say I'm through. I'm the freaking goat at 8:42. Undisputed blessings from heaven above. Brady needs no cape, not even a shove. Psycho Tom, Super Tom, look in my eye. My loyal fans watch with no surprise. 2-minute warning, stay out of my way. Marching down the field, the Irish Lightning way. Brady, doom shot. Brady,
doom shot.
Don't you like when he gets at least to that part?
Brady, doom shot. Brady.
Doom shot.
For the first time in the history of this program, I wish a caller's phone was worse.
No, his is pretty bad.
I'd rather hear Shyam sing.
Well, guess what? You do every Tuesday. I'm not going to play that, but I had it ready. I'm not going to play that.
That song was awful.
Yeah. Speaking of callers, Rob Gronkowski was on the Greg Hill Show earlier this week.
Yes.
And I took a caller to ask a very important question.
Gronk is here. This is Dave. Dave, what's up?
Gregory, thanks for letting me call up and talk to Gronk.
Yeah.
Rob, I just want to say thank you for all the great memories as a New England Patriot. And one question, I will not be satisfied by hanging up unless I hear you say yes or no, you're going to come back to the Patriots this year.
He wants a definite answer.
He's not giving
one.
All
right, I'll give an answer, obviously. When I retired, I retired for a reason because I needed to step away, so it would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
Yes, it would be a no. There it is.
It's a no.
Yeah, wow. But I never say no because I've said no, and everyone's like, yeah, he's kidding.
It's a no.
I know. I heard Greg say it.
I wasn't
no. It's a no. No, it's a no.
I want to get Greg's take. I'm not positive that it's a no.
And that wasn't edited, right?
That was not edited at all.
You didn't add a couple Greg saying
no. No, that was all Greg. That's how it sounded live.
I think that's a no.
Yes.
Dale. Care to respond?
It's a no.
I already responded earlier. I still don't believe him.
You still think he's coming back?
Yes.
That's wow.
Insane. He's like what Gronk was saying though.
Just
he's like
beats his head against the wall.
There's people like Dale Arnold who just don't listen to me saying no 100 times and think that he's lying.
Well, he still left the door open with the whole. I mean, I could be ready in a week if I wanted to, and it would really take is
why
10 straight days of wanting to.
Because he's Mr. Recovery now. He feels great, so of course he could play.
Right.
Of course he could.
And he also wants the attention to remain on him.
He does.
He likes the attention.
Now, Glenn Ordway is a legend in the radio field, and I know there's probably a lot of aspiring broadcasters out there that listen to Glenn and look for some words of advice. I think that's fair to say, right? So we're bringing back wise words with Glenn Ordway.
Oh, boy.
And then you punch him in the crotch.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
That's assault, brother.
And then you punch him in the crotch.
All right. Fair enough.
Who's he punching in the crotch?
Listen.
Really?
Take it for what you want. If you want to get ahead in life, you might have to start punching some crotches.
Logan Mankins once did it in a game. You remember that?
I do.
I do, yeah.
Denver. Ezekiel Ukabon or somebody.
Was that who it was?
I don't know.
Yeah. there you go, Dale. There's your week in review.
San Zandi.
Not in there.
Oh, no. You know what?
Damn I think
it.
You should.
Look at
you
the
could
time.
Get sued.
We had, we
he
had,
could get sued.
We had stuff there. But,
that's false advertising.
We're up against the clock.
Week
there.
In review implies the entire week, not 4 days.
I know, but we do it at 12:30. It's hard to turn around all your
good
stuff
on last Friday.
10 o'clock.
What about last Friday?
Weren't that
that's
curved.
Not a week, though. The week starts on Sunday. Everybody knows
could
that.
Could be a week.
Look
Friday
at the calendar.
To Friday.
Nope.
That could be.
No, it's not.
Just because you conform to the social norms, some of us say maybe Friday to Friday's
the
real week.
Then you punch him in the crotch.
Thank you. No,
or that. Keep talking, and you know what he's going to do next.
Right. Punch me in the crotch.
No, I'm just saying. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
Cucumbers for fingers, the carrots for toes. Whoa!
I would throw in a dead rat every once in a while.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So I'm not sure if Mark Kisla is the Dan Shaughnessy of Denver, or if he's just, you know, snappy and snarly on his own. Denver Broncos fans were not very happy after last night's game. Kisla at one point tweeted out, "The Broncos lost to the Chiefs JV team by 24 points at home. Who's Elway going to blame now?" He also wrote a piece which ran in today's Denver Post. The headline is, "Broncos need to send John Elway to the showers and hire Peyton Manning as director of football operations." And he writes a lengthy piece about, you know, Elway deserves all the credit for Super Bowl 50 and, you know, all that. That was great. But he's been awful ever since. And I will say this, for a guy who was as good a quarterback as he was, he sure as hell doesn't know quarterbacks when he needs to get one for his football team,
Horrible.
Does he?
Draft, free agent, whatever it is, his quarterbacks that he has brought in are as bad as anybody else's in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about all the crap that Buffalo and Miami and the Jets get, but take a look at Denver. Outside of taking a chance on neck injury Peyton Manning, and then you weren't even sure because you drafted Brock Osweiler that same year in the second round, so you were kind of hedging a little bit because you didn't know what Peyton Manning was going to be. You sort of stumbled into that. He had an unbelievable year and then somehow was able to win a Super Bowl when he wasn't good anymore. But everybody else, you're talking about first-round pick misses. You're talking about middle, late-round misses. You're talking about free agents like Joe Flacco. Or is that a trade? Whatever it was.
Trade.
That was a trade,
I believe.
But holy smokes, they have had a bad job
terrible.
On quarterbacks.
But the problem is they've tried to do, we were just talking about it off air, when a team falls out of love with a quarterback, somebody else will always fall in love with that garbage and convince themselves it's better than what they have. They can fix it. But I would ask the question in terms of the column, how do we know Peyton Manning
is
going to be any good?
Right.
You're doing the same thing. You're taking the legendary player.
So was this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes. In fact, the obvious answer would be go the other direction. Get like a football guy, somebody like a scout that worked their way up,
football GM. Guy.
Talent evaluator,
yeah,
not the flashy face of the franchise, former good quarterback.
I mean, if you do put a former star in a position of power, he kind of has to succeed or at least be good, or it's really going to end very poorly. Like Cam Neely's the president of the Boston Bruins, and they're a good franchise, good organization. Another former player's the GM. He's done a good job. He's handled the salary cap well. John Elway's the biggest star in the history of the Denver Broncos. And has not been very good at his job.
Won a Super Bowl.
I said, and
does
Kisla
he get the window?
He gets credit for the Super Bowl win.
And now
it's been horrible since then.
And, I mean, I give him credit for ripping the local legend. I mean, you're taking on the biggest guy in the history of your city, essentially.
It'd be like if somebody ripped Brady here,
right.
I guess. Or,
right.
Yeah.
But I just, the logic to me is fail in that column to go to Peyton Manning. Now, I will say, remember I did a feature story on the differences and sort of how Bill Polian ran the Colts versus how Bill Belichick ran the Patriots. And one of the things was, apparently Peyton Manning and Bill Polian would have these like Monday morning meetings where Peyton Manning would be like, so what's the status of the team? Like he would have a list of like,
oh yeah,
what's going on with the team? What's the, you know, what are we doing on the defensive line? Who are we going to bring in? So maybe he would work. Now, I also don't know what he wants to commit to, because you got to commit to running an NFL team. Like that's year round. Scouting, draft, free agency. It's not a cushy front office gig where you can kind of cruise through.
Yeah, you have no idea if that's something he even wants to do or would be good at.
Is he enjoying like the little TV stuff he's doing and having some freedom there and probably making good money without having... And no one's going to... There's no criticism. Whereas we see right here, if John Elway is going to be criticized in Denver, then any ex-player running any team is going to be criticized anywhere if it doesn't work out perfectly. So Manning, you were a Bronco, but you were a part-time Bronco.
Who's been the best at that? Maybe Ozzie Newsome?
Oh, yeah. Ozzie Newsome
really
is
good.
Really, really good. Now, the caveat there is he apparently just kind of took Bill's scouting system and used it in Baltimore. Hey. And even he says that.
Right, right.
Like he learned under Bill.
Still drafts well.
Yeah. Yeah. So he would be a good one. Who else?
I'm trying to think.
There's not too many.
It really isn't. And just for Elway, so he took over in 2011. And remember, the year before is when they blew McDaniels out.
Yep.
So when he started fresh, he hired John Fox. They went to the playoffs five straight years. His first year, they were 8-8, but still, you know, won the division. But it went five straight years. But the way things are going now, this is going to be the fourth straight non-playoff season.
And
so, I mean, it is going the opposite
way. He's picked coaches
way.
Poorly, too. Not just picking quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Vic Fangio's any good or not.
Seems
Who
like
knows?
A nice man, yeah. But
Kubiak
for fake punt last night. Holy Moses!
Kubiak 2 years, Vance Joseph 2 years,
and Kubiak had to leave.
Yes,
right. He had the health issues, and he kind of retired. Right,
right. But so, he had like he was.
I think he's a pretty good coach. But again, how'd you get him? Oh, because he was your backup quarterback, your buddy?
Yeah,
did you
right.
pick him, or was it just sort of you lucked out because the guy who was convenient was also decent at his job?
Yeah, no, they are bad now.
But yeah, it's not easy. I mean, because most of these guys prepare for the role.
Mm-hmm.
While the player is playing,
mm-hmm.
these guys who run franchises are preparing. Like Bill, while other people were playing, Bill was getting coffee for Ted Marchabrota and working his way up and learning from Parcells and Perkins and all those guys. Whereas I guess it's becoming more common. I mean, look at the Patriots. Gerard Mayo just goes from player to media, and then boom.
Yeah.
He's at least sharing coordinator duties with Steve Belichick. So maybe it'll become more common. But it's hard to do because these guys that end up in these power positions, you know, we're learning for 10, 12, 15 years
right.
behind the scenes and failing maybe behind the scenes and seeing what does and doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Now you're just going to fast-track Peyton Manning and say, go run the team.
Well, I'll say this. Kisla is real light on details of why he thinks Peyton Manning would be the guy.
Cheap pop.
The one line he puts in there, because evidently Manning was at the game last night.
A lot so of people he looks left and goes, oh, Peyton Manning, that's who I'll put.
No, I'm giving you some background. He was at the game. He was, you know, they're doing warm-ups. He's standing there with Elway, and Kisla writes, you know, there was Peyton Manning, owner of the most brilliant football mind in town. Now,
I was just trying to make a shot at Elway.
Yeah, it's more of a shot at Elway.
That's
then.
Literally the only thing he has about why Peyton Manning should be running the team, because he's got a brilliant football mind.
What if Urban Meyer had been on the sideline last night? Would he have looked up and been like, Urban Meyer?
It makes no sense. It's like what you were saying, Andy, about you really should go the opposite way. Like, your better argument would be like, hey, this really didn't work. So
let's go the traditional personnel guy route.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got breaking news here. Do you want to
go
breaking news?
Yes. What do you got?
This is Breaking News with Dale and Keith, brought to you by J.N. Phillips Auto Glass on Sports Radio WEEI.
Ian Rappaport, noted NFL outsider, is how my friend over here refers to him.
Well, I call him Crapsheet.
Okay.
Yeah. Pick one.
He says, and I'm quoting, the MRI has confirmed Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes suffered a dislocated kneecap. I saw that, by the way. But not significant additional damage, sources tell me and James Palmer. He'll seek additional opinions to be sure. The plan is for him to return this season after a brief absence.
Brief
absence. So
it could
Patriots,
be back
week 14.
Chiefs.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, I would.
Be back.
Right. I mean, if it's brief, he should be back.
Yeah, he'll be back
Patriots
by then.
Game.
It's only week 7. Not as breaking, but Mike Reese on Patriots practice. Looks like Ben Watson, Eric Tomlinson, the only tight ends on the field.
No Izzo, or is it Izzo?
It's
Izzo.
Ryan Izzo, unknown, not spotted. Matt LaCoste, of course, still has the knee injury. So
do we have time for an Andy Hart conspiracy?
Two tight ends in, two tight ends out. No, we don't.
We'll get to the Andy Hart conspiracy theory coming up in minutes.
Maybe it'll be good enough for a week in review next week.
Probably not. Unlikely.
Dale and Keith with Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.